Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Chloe Park. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, April 25th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Starting yesterday morning, hundreds of student activists at Northwestern University set up tents on Deering Meadow to stand in solidarity with Palestine and protest what they call censorship from the university. The students intend to occupy the area until Northwestern agrees to the demands written in a people's resolution circulated by Northwestern chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine, Jewish Voice for Peace, and Educators for Justice in Palestine. The resolution has accumulated more than 2,100 signatures as of yesterday afternoon. Evanston is to welcome a new fast food restaurant this spring. In about 2 weeks, Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is set to open at 1629 Orrington Avenue, where Naf Naf Grill used to stand. The chain restaurant will sell burritos, salads, quesadillas, and tacos. Prices will depend on the protein and toppings of choice, and will start from $9.85 for chicken. Looking across the country, the University of Southern California canceled its main graduation ceremony due to new safety procedures set in place following the pro-Palestinian protests on campus. A statement posted on USC's website stated that the safety concerns are primarily due to implementing the new procedures during the ceremony considering the large volume of attendees. This decision comes 10 days after administrators said the student valedictorian who expressed support for Palestinians would not be allowed to speak during the commencement, which has drawn criticism from students and alumni. Students at an American-run school for troubled teens in Jamaica have come forward to accuse the adult staff members of the school of abuse. According to the former students, the boys were beaten, forced to exercise until they vomited, and placed in stress position for hours at a time. Jamaican child welfare officials removed the students from the academy and placed them in protective custody this February. 5 employees were charged this month with child cruelty and assault. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Chloe Park. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday for another edition of The Daily Cat.